This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. At least 126 people die in China after 6.8 magnitude earthquake jolted Dingri County of southwest China's Xizang Autonomous Region. Minor damages reported in northern Nepal. Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML concludes approving 14 proposals aimed at ensuring political stability. CPN Maoist Center also concludes Central Committee meeting endorsing party chair Dahal's political report with some revision. And mediator Qatar confirms ongoing technical meetings on Gaza truce. Now the news in detail. At least 126 people have been confirmed dead and 130 others injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake jolted Dingri County in the city of Sigays in southwest China's Xizang Autonomous Region yesterday morning. According to Xinhua News Agency, many buildings near the epicenter of Dingri and its surrounding areas have collapsed, with social media clips showing shattered rooftops and windows. The epicenter is located in an area with an average altitude of 4,500 meters. China's State Council's Earthquake Relief and Emergency Management Departments have activated a Level 3 emergency response, dispatching some 22,000 disaster relief items to the quake-hit region. More than 3,400 rescuers and over 340 medical workers have been sent to the quake-hit area. Chinese President Xi Jinping has ordered all-out rescue efforts to save lives and minimize casualties following the powerful earthquake. Likewise, President Ramchandra Powdel and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli have expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and properties in neighboring China due to the earthquake. Extending heartfelt condolences and sympathies to the bereaved family members through the social platform X, both the head of state and government prayed for the early recovery of those injured. The President and Prime Minister have stated that Nepal stands firmly by the government and the people of China at this moment of profound grief. Meanwhile, the earthquake also shook the eastern region of Nepal, including the federal capital, Kathmandu. According to reports coming in from the eastern districts of the country so far, the tremor has not resulted in big damage except minor damages. Nepal Army spokesperson Gaurav Kumar KC said that there are no reports of large-scale damage to life and property throughout the country from the earthquake as per the information received from the army apparatus. It is reported that two houses have been damaged due to earthquake in Solukhumbu district. The Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML held at the party's office in Lalitpur concluded yesterday with the approval of 14 proposals aimed at ensuring political stability through good governance, development and prosperity. The proposals called on the government to prioritize national interest, socio-economic transformation, anti-corruption measures, self-employment, transparency and the rehabilitation of flood, landslide and earthquake victims. Addressing the meeting, CPN-UML chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stated that there are no opposing factions within the party. Likewise, the CPN Maoist Center has decided to launch a six-month party organization expansion campaign. The three-day Central Committee meeting of the party that concluded in Kathmandu yesterday endorsed the political report that suggests the party should launch the six-month organization expansion campaign and then hold the general convention. CPN Maoist Center spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said the meeting endorsed the political report presented by party chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda following extensive discussion on it. Spokesperson Sapkota further said the meeting also approved the proposal for constitution amendment considering the issues of a directly elected presidential system, full proportional representation system, ensuring women's 50% access to the state mechanism and 13% for Dalits mandating special rights to Muslims as well. Addressing the concluding session of the Central Committee meeting, Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said the meeting was historic and has far-reaching impacts. He mentioned that the meeting resulted in ideological, functional and emotional uniformity in the party, creating a foundation for victory by aligning his party with its ideological class and community. The party has formed a high-level party unity dialogue committee to prepare for the unification process of ideologically closed forces. A total of 118 leaders, including the party office bearers and central committee members, offered their feedback on Chairperson Prachanda's political report with some revision. The government has drafted a development cooperation mobilization policy to enhance the management of development cooperation in response to changing national and international conditions. The policy aims to align with evolving priorities of international partners, a decline in concessional loans, and the growing role of the private sector and local governments under the federal system. It will focus on mobilizing development cooperation effectively to meet the country's needs, advance the SDGs and support climate action. The policy also emphasizes the need for clearer guidelines on private sector involvement and improved coordination across agencies as the volume of development cooperation grows at provincial and local levels. Additionally, the policy aims to introduce new financial tools and strategies, especially with Nepal's upcoming transition to a developing country in 2026, which may affect concessional aid and loan terms. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the Bagmati Action Plan will be implemented using nature-friendly methods. During a discussion with mayors and deputy mayors of Kathmandu's municipalities, Singh highlighted the plan's previous lack of continuity and stressed the need for eco-friendly technology. The urban development assured that stakeholders' suggestions would be incorporated into the final plan. Chairperson of the Kathmandu Valley Mayors Forum and Mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiri Babu Mahajan, also stressed the importance of maintaining greenery while advancing the plan. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari, has emphasized the significant investment potential in Nepal's agriculture and tourism sectors. Speaking at a program organized by the Foundation of Trans-Himalayan and Research Studies, Minister Adhikari highlighted Nepal's strong geographical, political, trade and transit ties with China. Likewise, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song said that the Chinese investors are interested to invest in Nepal's agriculture and tourism sectors. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Foreign Ministry of Mediator Country Qatar has shared the information that the talks aimed at cementing a truce in Gaza between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, with technical meetings taking place between the parties. The Agence France-Presse quoted the spokesperson of Foreign Ministry of Qatar, Mazid Al-Ansari, as saying the technical meetings are still happening between both sides, referring to meetings with lower-level officials on the details of an agreement. The foreign minister added that there are no principal meetings taking place at the moment. Mediator countries Qatar, Egypt and the United States have been engaged in months of talks between Israel and Hamas that have failed to end the devastating conflict in Gaza. The Los Angeles, LA County in USA has declared a state of emergency as a wildfire explodes from 10 acres to more than 1,200 acres in mere hours. The BBC quoted the fire chief of LA as saying more than 30,000 people are under evacuation orders and 13,000 buildings are under threat. The fire broke out at about local time 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday and it exploded in size, which was fanned by wind gust of 80 km per hour. Meanwhile, millions of people in California are also under a red flag warning. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. At present, there is a normal influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. At least 126 people die in China after 6.8 magnitude earthquake jolted Dingri County of southwest China's Xizang Autonomous Region. Minor damages reported in northern Nepal. Central Committee meeting of CPN-UML concludes approving 14 proposals aimed at ensuring political stability. CPN Mavis Center also concludes Central Committee meeting endorsing party chair Dahal's political report with some revision. And mediator Qatar confirms ongoing technical meetings on Gaza truce. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.